Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Princess Nina and DJ Jay Prince. Today's topic is branding off of other people to get you to the top. The meaning of it, why it is used, and how it is used, and more. So stay tuned. Call in now at
773-897-6132. Again, that's 773-897-6231. And I'm about to play Bad Rock by Young Money. And this song says how Lil Twist, Lil Chucky, and minor people like that got famous off of this song.
She got that good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Got the team, cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the cheap spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line just to get beside her. I let them see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
with friends. She said I'm caged in. I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen. I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she all on my skin. Low chance, slow emotions. Roller coaster like back, forth. Hold it.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
She posed like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said, don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it. Where your clothes is, I'm only loving for the moment.
She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, I mean flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk, she know she bad. You do your thing, baby, I ain't even mad. And I ain't even fast, I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris, I'ma take a joke.
Okay, what is our topic, DJ J Prince? Because you made it up for us.
Well, it is getting fame or branding off somebody off of other people to get where you want to go in life.
So, bouncing off of other people to get to success. Yes or no, DJ J Prince?
Yes.
Okay, branding means to me to leave your mark on somebody so then they can make you successful and open you to more opportunities. Okay, branding. A particular identity or image regarded as an asset. So kind of what I said, but they just shortened it. Okay, what does branding off of other people get to the top mean?
Well, I mean, it's like, say, for example, you and somebody else are co-founders of a record label, right?
Right.
And he has most of the credit because he's already successful at something. So you use what he did, or you use something close to what he did before y'all had the co-founder of that, and then you get known for that, and then you announce that you're the co-founder of this, so they'll be like, oh, they're kind of equals. So that's what I mean.
Okay, branding to get to the top. From other people mean to me, like, this is something that ex-mama does a lot. She goes out and network. She goes out and network different stars and people like that and things like that. So when she go out and meet different people, then they probably going to know who she is already because she knows all these stars before. And so for her knowing all these stars, it gives her more opportunities for things she wants to do. Okay, so what does branding mean off of, to brand off of other people mean? This is a better way to automatically express the phrase, bounce an opportunity off someone in the sense of I want to conversationally join someone's level of interest in a particular opportunity. Bouncing an idea off a person means requesting that the person give a somewhat immediate response or gut reaction to idea speaking. The response bounces back to you right away, or even using someone else as an asset to your success. DJ J Prince, you got anything to add to that?
Can you give us like some examples to go with that?
We will when we come back. Please play a song.
Okay, well, I'm about to play Jackson 5 because they branded off their dad and what the dad had, and then he gave them connections, and they got famous off of that. Tell you.
Off of each other to get to the top, DJ Prince.
Well, like I said before break, they bounce off each other so they could get fame and publicity. It's like if you have one famous person and you're not so famous, when you're hanging around them, you're going to get known. And if they go like out places and paparazzi, you're going to get known because they're, at least people are seeing you with the fame.
So what you're saying is that if I'm with somebody that's already a hit or a star, that it can give me more opportunities.
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you on that, DJ Prince. And people do it to be successful and get famous too as well because, you know, a lot of artists in the gang and things like that try to help upcoming artists and things like that. So if I'm with him or we doing a track together or something, that could give me, like, a variety of different opportunities I can grasp from being with that star. Okay, so some people that have done this are who, DJ Prince?
Lil Wayne, Birdman.
Can you tell us how they did it?
Okay, well, Young Thug ran it off of Birdman because when he got signed to his label, Young Thug was not known. And Birdman picked him up and said, come. And then when Young Thug first made his first song, Stoner, it then became a big hit. And then Birdman still got publicity off of it. His record label did because it said Cash Money Records at the end of the song. And when, because it was on the audio, because he didn't have, like, all the money to make the video. So it was audio, and Cash Money Records or producers was at the top and at the bottom.
Okay, so you're talking about, like, music labels and record labels and things like that, branding artists, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you give us some other names?
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got hot off Birdman because when Birdman was rapping, no, he didn't. Lil Wayne got hot. Everybody in Hot Boy got hot because they rapped and they did hot. And then when they split up, they were still hot because they had a few hits from there. And then Lil Wayne kept the music industry going, and he kept on singing, rapping and getting more publicity.
Okay. DJ J Prince, since this was your topic, can you tell us about it?
Well, like I said before, getting fame off of others, it's like if you hang around them, and yeah, basically that.
Oh, okay, ask Mama, do you have something to say?
Yes, DJ J Prince, remember we were talking about Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian and Ray J. Can you go into how Kim K became the famous Kim K?
Well, Kim Kardashian, she became hot because Ray J was known as Brandy's brother, right? And he had a few songs out. And then when Kim Kardashian got with him, and Hilton was a part of the sex tape between Ray J and Kim Kardashian because Paris Hilton was the one who told her to do it because she was going to get fame, she was going to get money and get publicity. So when they spread up, if they do split up, she'll still have stuff of her own. So Kim Kardashian did it, and when it became hot, Kim Kardashian got half of the profit. She got most of the fame because people
started to want to know who she was and what she did and how would Ray J go with her and not some other lady like Beyonce. And
he couldn't get them.
So, yeah.
So, Kim Kardashian branded off Ray J because his fame and things like that, and that got her more opportunities for herself. Okay, so DJ J Prince, now we are about to play this clip from Steve Harvey and Oprah.
What is the clip about, Princess Nina?
It is about... He tells stuff like how your success is like pulling a wagon. And basically he's going to dissect it and tell it to us.
All righty. DJ J Prince, go ahead and spin the clip.
The wagon and the rope. Can you give us a wagon and the rope story?
One of the things in the book that most impressed me, the wagon... and the rope. Can you give us the wagon and the rope story? I think Butch Lewis gave it to you.
Yeah, Butch Lewis, who's deceased now, he taught me something very serious. When you are a person who is success-minded, you have a wagon that you are pulling uphill. Attached to this wagon is this very thick rope. You are shirtless. You have a rope on your back, and you are pulling this wagon uphill at all times. You are totally responsible for your wagon. You are the only one on rope. Now, in order for the wagon to go up the hill, you have to have people, like-minded people, people on your staff, employees, people who you partner with. The thing of it is, though, you are the only one responsible for the pull. What you have to be careful of is as you pull this rope up the hill, you have to make sure that everybody that's on the wagon is doing something to get the wagon up the hill. Everybody's foot got to be hanging off that wagon, pushing. Somebody got to get off the wagon and move rocks from under the wheel. It's an old wagon you pull it. But what happens along the way, and you got to be careful, there are people who will get on your wagon and have no value. get on your wagon and become very, very comfortable. All of a sudden, they feet up off the ground. They just on the wagon riding. And you have them in your life as a mother.
Everybody has somebody
children.
In the wagon they're pulling.
You all got somebody on your
Everybody's
wagon.
Everybody's got somebody in the wagon they're pulling.
That's doing nothing.
That's got their feet up.
Seriously, sometimes it's your children. They done just put their feet up. Now, at a young age, you understand that. But once they get to a certain age, you want them to help out. Sometimes it's your business partner. Sometimes it's the people you hire. Sometimes it's the people in your other department that's supposed to be helping with a project, and they just got their feet up. Whoa, 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 whoa. You are now making my haul on this rope more difficult than it is. You must now shed yourself for this dead weight. If you don't, your climb with your rope will be, it's agonizing.
Well, also, you have a place, I love this in the book, for the people to get off the wagon. Everybody has some people on their in their lives who they need to make a list to get them out of their wagon.
You got to get them off. You got to make a list of everybody in your life and what they provide for you. And it's okay. You got to. This is a hard list to make, but you've got to come to the conclusion of who is of benefit to you in your life and who is a detraction in your life.
Okay, we are back. See, you guys, that was Steve Harvey telling us about people that could benefit us and people that cannot benefit us and just going to weigh us down. Okay, DJ J Prince, please spin us a song, and when we come back, we will be talking about gossip and sports news.
Yo, guess who just pulled up, and they ain't by themselves.
Who?
Z-Bo.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Club So-So Del. Come on and put your hands together. Come on now. Yeah. We have special guests in the house tonight, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. So-So Def's platinum recording artist, Xscape. Give it up, y'all. Come on. Come on now. Yeah.
As I stand here calm.
Hello, Tiny. Tiny, please pick up the phone. I know you're right there listening. I've been paging you all day. I can explain everything. That girl at the club meant nothing to me. Nothing at all. I know you're there and I know you want to be back with me. Please, I just want to talk with you. Let me explain.
Okay, ask Mama got something to tell us. Okay, DJ J Prince is going to take it first. She always trying to get me off. Okay, I'm about to tell y'all a little gossip right here, and I got my sources. All right, as we know, Russell Wilson and Ciara were dating, and I think she just threw shade at Future because he had so-called cheated on her. Well, as of today, you know that their relationship is for real because they're engaged. Do you like that, Princess Nina?
Who's engaged?
Russell Wilson and Ciara. Like my cousin was telling me a few weeks ago or months, that she thinks that Ciara just dated Russell Wilson because she wanted a good guy and things like that for herself. But if she wouldn't, then she would be dating like the bad boy type of guys like Future and Bow Wow and stuff like that.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow
is not a bad boy.
Bow Wow is a lame. He is not a bad boy, okay?
But no, I don't really think Russell Wilson is cute. Okay,
he's better than Future.
Knocked up or not. Black China is pregnant.
By who?
They think it's Rob Kardashian.
What?
Right. He weighs over 300
pounds. This is all
pounds.
Publicity. Come on now.
Okay. And yeah, pregnant again. Her first kid was by. No, it wasn't.
Speaking
was
of abusing people, how did Black China really get on? Was
Black
she
China
hot
got
before
on.
Saga?
No, she was just a little stripper.
So was she using?
She used Tiger for the fame, and then when he dumped her, she got more publicity because she cried all over set and stuff. Like, really?
Well, he is a lame. He's a child molester. Next.
Okay. Okay. Kim Kardashian, I'm tired of this news with her. What is wrong with her? Well, her son is officially born. He was not a girl. It was a boy. So I guess Little Northwest, is that her name?
Yeah.
I guess Little Northwest has a little brother. It's Saint West. Like, he names her
what?
Kid Saint.
Saint West and Northwest?
Yes. What is Northwest? And 50 Cent admits that he told a story about owning a multi-million-dollar mansion in Africa. Now, as we know, 50 Cent posted a picture recently on his Instagram with, like, I think it was $1 million. And then he says that money was fake, too. And he is facing to go to jail for, I think, 3 years.
For what? Extortion? What was he doing?
I think it was because he hit somebody or he did something with battery.
Oh, okay, battery, not extortion. Okay.
Yeah, and then, all right, about that song we just played.
Wait, let's speak about 50 Cent. Who did 50 Cent use to get off? Eminem. Who did Eminem use to get on? Dr. Dre shouted, but keep going. Facts.
Who did
Dr.
Dre
use
to get on? Straight out of Compton.
Who did Dr. Dre use to get on?
N.W.A.
N.W.A. Facts.
N.W.A. used to
get on. N.W. stands for what? Niggas with an attitude. Niggas with an attitude, shawty.
Okay, and I'm going to catch y'all up on that song that we just played. What was it called? Escape? That was one of my mom's favorite songs. Who can run to when I need love?
Stop.
Okay, so.
Need love.
Tiny used Escape to get her publicity and go find her a man like T.I.
Act wrong. No. Let's for the record, Tiny put T.I. on, okay? T.I. was nobody. Tiny was somebody. So T.I. used Tiny, okay? But keep going.
Whatever.
I was trying to get a man to credit. No, honey.
Can't.
But keep going.
I don't know. Candy. Candy is a girl from Real Husbands.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. The also the Escape, the group you just
I think
played.
She used Escape to get on there.
On Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, and she used the publicity from there. And then when it started, they was already thinking she was already hot back then. So
she been hot. She's also a songwriter. She wrote No Scrubs for TLC. She wrote, I think, some of Beyonce's songs. But I know she did a lot for TLC. She's also a songwriter. Keep going. Facts.
Okay, and I'm about to give you all a little NBA catch-up. Grizzlies and the Hawks played yesterday. I don't know. I think the Hawks need to sit out Jeff Teague and put in Dennis Schroeder because Jeff Teague is only scoring about 12.6 points a game. And Dennis Schroeder is scoring like 18 points, and he a bench player. So they just need to sit down Jeff Teague. The Thunder lost to the Spurs. That was shocking. 85-93. Who loses to the Spurs now? Come on now. Now, 2 years ago, I see that. The Trailblazers blow out the Magic. And as we saw the Golden State versus the Magic almost beat the Golden State. It was only a two-point loss. The Pelicans versus the Bucks. How did the Pelicans get beat by the Bucks? Now, the Bucks is the Milwaukee Bucks, I think their record is 11-36, but as we know, they beat Golden State, and they was the first one who stopped their streak, so shout out to Bucks. Wizards versus the Nuggets, how do you lose to the Nuggets? Didn't, what's his name, lead him? Ty Lawson? Yeah, I think he left him. How do you lose to the Bucks? 116-100. And the Suns versus the Warriors. The Warriors, of course, came out with the win because they're on a streak. And that game was 116-124. And games scheduled today are Cavaliers versus the Clippers at 3:30. I personally want to watch that one. And then Pacers versus the Hawks at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Jazz versus the Kings. I don't know who's going to win that. I think it's the Kings. Don't Steph Curry play for them? Not Stephen Curry, Steph Curry. Yeah, I think he do. And then the Bucks versus the Nets. The Nets are going to come out with that. And we're going to send it to Ask Mama for a second.
Speaking of sports, you know, sports people use their sports fame to start music careers as well. Josh Powell, which is one of my homeboys, is actually at my house on my picture frame. He used his fame from the Hawks. He's actually a rapper as well, if you guys didn't know. So a lot of sports people uses their fame to go ahead and launch their music careers. And also boxers. Roy Jones Jr.? He had that hit back in the early 2000s. He used his boxing career to go ahead and start his fame. Mayweather has actually a label as well, if you guys didn't know. And he had three people signed to it, and they're actually pretty hot. But he's using that to start fame. DJ J Prince, you had something to say?
My man Shepherd, Tiana Turner, Taylor's boyfriend. Well, they're not boyfriends no more, and girlfriend. They're actually engaged and have one son. But, yeah, him, he has over seven songs. And when he was injured, he wrote a lot of things, and he talked about how his injury came. Song was hilarious.
Okay. I also got some tea that Ciara is also dating 50 Cent. I don't know how true that is, but a caller just texted me that. And also 50 Cent filed bankruptcy, and then he was seen with a lot of money. That's why he's back in court, because they're saying if you just filed bankruptcy, were you fraudulent? Were you lying about the bankruptcy? How are you seen with all this money if you just filed bankruptcy? One of our other callers just texted us that as well. So, y'all, stay tuned to the gossip. And be sure to check out Blossom. What's your site you go to, DJ J Prince?
It is Blossom.com. Y'all go be sure to check that out.
And TMZ, check that out as well.
And I'm about to play a song by Tyga. She was talking about him earlier.
Rock my own kick. game. Eight figure deal, figure how I'm caught side of the clip game. Still pop ace, king, king, I'm a rosé. Black made back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, yeah, you beating me, no date. Bands to make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kiss her in the mouth, ask her how my taste. You don't want no drama. I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king from sauna, all my should be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot body for nothing. West up, hot temp up, get wet up. She give me not neck up to clean the mess up. One false move there from a gesture. Cash in the state, I don't feel the pressure. I'm dope. I'm my dope. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it though. I'm my dope. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it though.
Eight on the buckle, heard man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, young still thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chain, Rolex links. New chick just to drag my mink. New car just to ride around here. Aviator crew, we flies around here. Hating on who, just to die around here. Bab soft boss, got insurance on the pier. Cars, rock stars, boys at odds. I done seen it all, but we back in these broads. Hands clap like in the stadium. $1 million chain, but I'm rocking 8 of them. I see you flipping, but don't make me pick your label up. Got me tripping on the dribble, I just ate them up. Another triple got me tripping like it's angel dust. We just winning all the women at my table, huh? Say my name, say my name, say my name. $100 million, say my name.
Yo.
Maybach music.
I'm my dope. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it, though. I'm my dope. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it, though. Cheap rocker, pop popper. Told her pull them things out 'cause my car topless. Off topic, get on top it. Wish her synopsis. So sincere in the belly, that's that Nash. King of Nothing, that gangster. We mobbing, we taking your dollars. Creflo, no white collar. I pop pop, wishing would. Call Thomas, time to bomb. Call me the Unabomber. Money in my game, I'm driving, that's insane. Just stay in your lane, they're playing, ain't nothing changed. Part of this big regime, I make your girl David Blaine. Murder was the case, all the kids say that TT bro. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it though. I'm my dope. I'm my dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing it though.
Have you guys a radio station, you know, using my name to get celebrities to call, you know, what is your intake of that? Let me tell you how I feel about you guys using me. I feel like you need to pay me, okay? That's why I need 40%. If you guys didn't know, you notice I haven't been on the show. The kids kicked me off the show, okay? They said, ask Mama, you have too many people that's admiring you. When I put you on my social sites, it goes, oh, my God, bananas, okay? So, you know, let's talk about children using their parents. You have what princess need? Don't be a hater, okay?
No, ex mama. No. They be liking us because we're so adorable.
What? Could you please read the comments about your mother on there?
What? 4 comments when I be getting 20?
How many likes?
Don't hate.
How many likes? 69.
64.
Yeah.
But I got 100.
Anywho.
Hater.
We can talk about celebrity kids that uses their parents to also grab fame. You have Puff Daddy kids that are famous now because of Puff Daddy. You have Waka Flocka's stepdaughter, which is Tammy's daughter, that is now famous because of Waka Flocka. You have kids that use their parents to advance their careers. You have the Lattimore, which is Jacob Lattimore. If you guys didn't know, Jacob Lattimore's father and his family was famous. The Lattimore brothers, they had their own singing group. And then off of that, Jacob Lattimore became famous. So you have celebrity children that use them, or just people in general that use their parents to get fame. And when we say fame, we don't necessarily mean in the entertainment industry. It could be if your father is a police officer, maybe you receive different type of privileges because of that. If your father is a judge or if your father is on the school board, you can receive different type of privileges based on who you know. I am a firm believer on having the right resources, knowing the right people to get you in the right places. I am one that knows your politicians as well as your law enforcement people, not because I commit crimes, but just to have good people in power and position. The old saying, birds of a feather flock together, is still relevant in today's society. You are who you hang around. So if you hang around negative people, DJ J Prince, people will automatically assume you are negative. If you hang around positive people, people will assume that you are a positive person. You're guilty by association. That still works today in a court of law. If me and DJ J Prince go commit a crime, but I'm actually the one that commits the crime, because he's with me, he is now then an accessory to the crime. So he begins to get in trouble as well. So I am a firm believer of hanging with the right people will give you the right outcome. If you're a celebrity or if you're a person that's trying to be in the entertainment industry, you want to hang around somebody that's already there. Another name for that is having mentors, the people that you look up to that's in that field. So I encourage that, having mentors, having positive people in your life. I'm just a big fan of that. Another instance of people that use people are women. You have a lot of females that date celebrities, and they also get notoriety off them celebrities. You have
Amber Rose, China.
Amber Rose, Black China. Who else? The list can go on.
Kim Kardashian.
We talked about her briefly, but the list can go on as to women that uses men to gain fame and notoriety. And you also have men use women, because there's a lot of successful women that their husbands are who you say non-irrelevant and you don't know who they are. Jennifer Hudson's husband was on I Love New York. He was originally dating New York, or trying to date New York. His name was Punk on the show. And years later, he became Jennifer Hudson's husband. So you have men that also use women. And I think it might be more men that uses the women versus the women that uses the men. And I say that because the men are predominantly the approachers. They are the dominant species. They typically approach the women. So when you say a woman is using a man, kind of, sort of, but if he pursued her and he's approaching her, is she really using him? Because she wasn't the one that started the pursuit. But you have men that particularly seek out successful women to use them. Vivica Fox is a known woman that has been with a lot of men that are not per se on her caliber. You have some people say Mariah Carey, that Nick Cannon became more famous when he began to get with Mariah Carey. So, DJ J Prince, you don't agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me and DJ J Prince goes back and forth with the whole Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, because DJ J Prince don't know Mariah Carey because of his age. If you are my age group, you know Mariah Carey is a legend. DJ J Prince don't know Mariah Carey, but he knows Nickelodeon. So he assumes that Nick Cannon is the one that has the most money, but we can Google and we can research. Mariah Carey has royalties. She has way more money than Nick Cannon could even dream of or imagine, okay? And she don't have to do anything, and she still is financially stable. So me and DJ J Prince goes back and forth on that because some of the newer generation don't know the older generation people who have made or paved the way for the newer generation. Because back in the day when you were rapping or you were singing, you were making music, you were beginning to get royalties. And royalties is something that continues to pay you, you know, continuously. You don't have to do anything else. Like the people who were signed to Motown still have royalties. One of my financial advisors, I like to call him my god uncle, is Mr. Johnny G. He was signed to Motown when he was 9, and he's still paid to this day because of that. So that's something the newer school don't have a clue as to what's going on, because the people don't necessarily give the new people royalties anymore. DJ J Prince, what do you see?
Okay, Nick Cannon's net worth is $50 million. Mariah Carey is $520 million.
Again, she's what?
$520 million.
And Nick Cannon is what?
$50 million.
How much of a difference that is?
Five times.
We're not even going to get you to say the math, but I prove my point. So let's make sure that we're attaching ourselves to positive people, and we're staying away from negative people. My pastor always says, tell me your friends, and I'll tell you your destiny. If you're the richest person you know or you're the most educated person in your crew, you need a whole nother crew because you're not evolving. So make sure we're attaching ourselves with people that can actually benefit us. And we're not saying anything is wrong with, we're using the term using or branding off people, and sometimes when you say that, that's viewed as a derogatory thing, but we're not saying it in a derogatory way. There's nothing wrong with being used. There's something wrong with being misused and abused. If you're using me, that means I have some type of value and I'm worth value and I want to be a valuable person. So when my kids are using the celebrities or the notoriety that I have, I am uplifted because I can help them with it. That is not a negative thing for me. So be okay with people using you, just not abusing you. DJ J Prince, you have something to add?
Did she know that Mariah Carey is married again?
No, I didn't, but I'm happy. He's not a kid now, is he?
His name is James Packer, and he's a businessman. He's worth $4.5 billion.
Oh, yes. Good. Let's give a round of applause to Mariah. Yes, yes. I wish her happiness. And yes, she stopped robbing the cradle, and she has evolved. That's my personal opinion. Please don't quote me. Don't go back and tell Mariah or Nick Cannon I said that, because I will deny it, okay? Just want you to know that. Any other news, DJ J Prince?
$4.5 billion. No.
Okay, let's talk about K Michelle. Now, we all know Kay Michelle she had a little buzz. Then something happened with her in Memphis. Now, some people said she used the whole her in Memphis, Memphis assaulting her, Memphis verbally and physically abusing her, and she took that to a new level to gain some more notoriety. What do you guys think about that? Do anybody watch the Kay Michelle show now?
I don't believe it. She's bipolar.
Wait, isn't iHeart Memphis younger than her?
Yeah.
Not iHeart Memphis. I heard Memphis is a kid. See what I'm saying about the younger generation don't know about the older. Not I heard Memphis. The guy is Memphis that is now Toya, which is Lil Wayne's baby mama husband. And also Toya, which is Lil Wayne's baby mama, also got on, and she had her own show based on the fact she was Lil Wayne's baby mama. And that's not a negative way, because me and Toya have pictures together. We have hung together. That's not in a negative way. I think that's actually a smart thing to do. If you can bridge yourself on to somebody and capitalize off them, it's like the saying, why create a wheel? You know, that's like a franchise company. I know if I buy a McDonald's, I'm guaranteed to make X amount of dollars. So versus me trying to start my own McDonald's, why not already piggyback on something that's already proven to work? Sometimes we as business owners and sometimes we as entrepreneurs, we like individuality. And we don't want to piggyback piggyback off somebody else. We want to say, hey, I'm creating a trend. I'm new to this. I want to be the first person to do with it. And it's harder. It's easier to not recreate the wheel and go ahead with a system that already works. So I encourage you guys, if you want to be something in life, have a mentor. And if they're proving that this system works, go ahead and run with their system. Why create the wheel? Why take more time up out of your time and yourself? Go ahead and just, hey, go with the system. I'm a firm believer of systems. Whenever you're doing anything, there's a system. If you want to be an entrepreneur and not just self-employed, you have to implement systems. I'm a firm believer in systems. DJ J Prince, spin us another track.
I will do that.
All right, and get the lost and put it in some kale. This is Los Angeles. Young B.
What's up, what's up?
Man, it's all you.
Okay.
It's going to be crazy.
Mm.
Party's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice. A lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, though. She coming.
Who coming?
The one I told you I met a few weeks ago. She got me on skates, man. I'm nervous.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, the light skin. Beautiful. She on the TV show.
How you pull that off?
I don't even know. I just maybe she saw one of my box sets. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But here's the thing. You know how usually when we meet a girl, you know, first night, what we do?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Oh. Man, you know what's crazy, too, though?
Yeah.
I've been talking to this girl on and off, just, you know, trying to date. And I'm like, well, I got a little party going on with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Come through.
Right.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up.
So both of them going to be here. So what we doing? Yes. Because I got that feeling.
Yeah, but can we say that? Like,
can we say settle
down?
What?
Oh, no.
Man.
We want to settle down.
One question.
What's up?
Strippers or no strippers?
Thank you.
me, baby.
Son of you, the change that I've been hoping for.
Finally met a girl to do for me, though. It's crazy. It's like a dream. I think I got me one.
Okay, you guys, and we are back. We are going to take a caller. 301 wants to talk. Caller 301. Or is it 310?
Okay, I'm here. Hi, Fly Radio.
Hi.
Okay, I've been waiting for y'all to tag me in. So I kind of have a lot to say about other stuff y'all talked about. So the first thing I want to talk about is the whole Sierra and Russell. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I love her so much, and I'm so happy for her. But what I was trying to tell my cousin, Princess Nina, was that I feel like this time around, Sierra went for someone different from guys she dated. And my source was real. She dated 50 Cent for 2 years. They was undercover. He wanted to make it public, but she didn't. And also, he also talked about her and bashed her after that. But anyway, I was saying she was going different from the rapper, you know, the urban type, to someone new with Russell. And I want to congratulate her on getting engaged within, like, what, less than a year to someone that's way bigger than Future. But to speak about someone getting put on, I guess one of the great examples is Karrueche Tran. You all know she dated Chris Brown. And now she's coming out in a movie that's actually going to be in theaters with Marcus Houston and Wendy Raquel, the lady from The Game. But my thing is, I feel like her and Chris Brown kind of use each other. Like, I don't know if you all heard the new remix, Rock You Back to Sleep.
Yes.
Him and Usher, and he screamed out Karrueche Tran name. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So he screamed out her name, supposedly begging her back, saying he wanted to be back with her, make him his girlfriend again or whatever. And that made that song get way more, I feel like 10 times the airplay. People had put him back in the tabloids and into gossip or whatever. Hello?
Hello?
And then right after, hello?
Are you still on caller?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you.
Okay, anyway, I said Chris Brown had used Karrueche Tran name in a song to get more airplay, to get people more interested in his song and in his album. And then, like, 3 days later, he went on Twitter and was calling her a beef, saying her career is not going to go nowhere. All of her friends is his friends, and she was using him because he's famous. And I feel like if you really want to be back with the girl and you really love her, you wouldn't turn around and say that. How about you use her name to make your song more famous? And, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, okay. We thank caller 310 for calling in and telling us what you think about our topics and things like this on the show. DJ J Prince, please lead us out. Okay, we thank everybody that called in. Tune in Tuesday, and we're going to have some juicy facts and some juicy details, so y'all stay tuned.